Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 2nd of January 2012. And first of all, let me wish everyone who's listening a very happy new year. I hope you had a fantastic break and a great Christmas with friends and family and had a wonderful time. I thought I'd just take the opportunity to run through some of the highlights of last year and look forward to what 2012 might have to offer. Last year, really a year of natural and man-made disasters. In terms of natural disasters, we saw earthquakes in New Zealand, a quake and tsunami in Japan, floods in Australia and Thailand, severe storms and blizzards in the US. And as we start the new year, I really would like us to remember those who are also starting this new year without loved ones, possibly still homeless, in desperate circumstances. It's all too easy to forget these natural disasters. But their effects last for many, many years and have a terrible impact on families and individuals. And of course, it is also a year of man-made financial disasters, notably the euro debt crisis, arguably created by politicians for entirely the wrong reasons, and compounded by politicians' inability to deal with. We also saw the Arab Spring. It worked well in some areas, but less well in others. Both these are ongoing and both have the power to disrupt financial markets throughout 2012. And economically, it was, as we all know, a year of low and stalling growth in Western markets, and slow but still positive growth in Eastern and some emerging markets. And so let's have a quick look at what happened to the financial markets last year. It wasn't really a pleasant year. It included a 25% fall in global markets in the summer. Overall, Japan was down around 19%, the Far East down around 14%. Europe as a whole, around 15%, depends on how you measure it. But that ranged from the UK, which is down just 6%, Germany down 15%, France down 17%, and Italy down 25%. The US was actually unchanged as measured by the more relevant S&P 500, although the Dow ended up 5.5% on the year. So let's look forward to 2012. I just want to make some points here. First of all, the US does seem to be recovering. China and the Far East are still growing, albeit more slowly. And we can see these two areas as being the drivers for growth in 2012. And global growth as a whole could be in the region of 3-4% in 2012. I'd also to make the point that we are following a classic balance sheet crisis recovery as households and governments take steps to reduce debt. And as research shows, it takes an average 7 years for a full recovery from these sort of crises. We're now in year four, a stage at which growth is still slow, but is starting to recover, as we're seeing in the US. And in Europe, I think this will probably happen first in the UK. It's all about debt reduction, but remember, we don't have to eliminate debt, just reduce it to the 85 or 90% of GDP, above which debt becomes a drag on growth, as it is now, rather than a catalyst for growth, which is what it should be. I think it's also worth remembering, and it's maybe difficult for you to appreciate this at the moment, but as recovery continues, we're going to become more prosperous, and that's because our net wealth, as measured by assets less liabilities, will increase. And so there is a real bright side to what is going on at the moment. Of course, the euro is a big unknown with its potential to precipitate another global financial banking crisis. It's an artificial entity, poorly designed, which may or may not weather the storm. So this year, 2012, has to be another year of caution, balancing the risks of a euro-induced financial catastrophe against the undoubted opportunities offered by very attractive equity valuations out there. Capital preservation will be the order of the year again. We're looking for a return of our money, not so much a return on our money. So multi-asset class portfolios remain the strategy with exposure to cash, alternatives, bonds and equities. So here at PFL, I'm off today and tomorrow, back in the office properly on Wednesday after a thoroughly enjoyable Christmas and New Year with my family and a lot of friends, which is great. And so once again, I take the opportunity to extend my best wishes to all of you who listen every Monday morning. And remember, if you are listening to this, you, like me, are alive, can do things, can change the world for the better if we choose to do so. And I will always outshine the doom and gloom of the financial markets. Finally, as usual, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please speak to your financial advisors before taking any action relating to your finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Once again, take care, have a good bank holiday, and I look forward to talking to you again next